I'm Tom Whalen.
I'm J&A.
I'm J&A and the Day Home Team of Real Estate Teams, and we've been talking real estate now going on 7 years. We got about 60 podcasts under the belt, and we have covered everything you need to cover in all four states to help you with your real estate.
Absolutely. Buying or selling, any questions at all, we're here to help. Even if you're looking to, you know, refinance, we can put you in touch with a good lender to help get that taken care of. And, you know, we've got two big things happening this week. One of them, you know, just as a reminder to any guy out there who doesn't remember things, you know, it is Valentine's Day.
Yes. Valentine's Day is the February 14th. That's Ash Wednesday of this week.
Yes. And, you know, make sure you take care of that so your significant other doesn't, you don't end up on the naughty list.
No, please. It'll be a long, long cold winter till spring if you don't take care of Valentine's Day. And this is also the week for our Radiothon to benefit St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Now, we do benefits for St. Jude year-round, but it all comes together this week with on-air auction, 99-minute auction with guitars for everybody signed at St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. And we always try to find a sponsor for this thing. Oh, J-Day of J-Day and the Day Home Team.
Yeah, this is an important week for us. I mean, you know, we do a lot of stuff with the station and with the community, but St. Jude is a huge, huge thing, you know, to be able to help these families out when they're going through these stressful moments, to be there for them so that they don't have to worry about it. They can focus on spending their time with their children. It's extremely important. And I mean, part of the success of this is from all of the people here listening at WFRE. You know, they're ones calling in, making these donations and giving everything they can to try and make a difference for all these kids.
Most of the time throughout the year, it doesn't matter what the cause is, Jay's name is going to be on sponsoring a charity event in our community. But you guys are involved in this. You know how much this means to us. And this means you're going to be sponsoring some of the most important things during the Radiothon because of how emotional it is.
Oh, yeah. And I'll tell you, I mean, we have, you know, we try and come in, get on the phones. We always have people from our office and from our team on the phones. And, you know, they all tell me it's super emotional because, you know, a lot of people that call in are sharing their stories as well of things from their family or their personal stories. I know one of my admins told me that, you know, she was crying and trying to hold it together, taking these calls, because you hear really what people are going through or what they've been through and what St. Jude did to help them and their families in their lives.
So on Thursday and Friday, when you call in to become a partner in Hope, you could be talking to members of the Day Home Team. Jay and his team are going to be here working phones a couple of those days.
Yes, absolutely. Anything we can do to try and help out. And, you know, one of the big things, too, is we're trying, you know, we're going to be doing some sponsorship of the auctions. You know, everything that comes in, you know, is going to go 100% to St. Jude. And, you know, if you guys can call in and listen to Tom, you'll hear these. And I guess, is it throughout the day, too, that they do the auctions, or is it just in the morning?
This is going to be leading up now today. Well, Monday of this week, this will be up today on the 12th. And these, we could be having, I think we're having a 99-minute auction on Monday. This is going to be a signed guitar by everybody. All your favorite artists, 99 minutes. We'll be taking your bids. And 100% of that bids goes to the kids at St. Jude.
Which is perfect. It's great.
During the Radiothon, the stories are brutal. I mean, it really is a tough subject, but it's all about hope. And you're going to be sponsoring the Wall of Hope during the Radiothon. And one of the most important breaths of fresh air that we take during that emotional 48 hours we got to go to a giggle break.
Yeah, and I know we sponsor those, and hearing those actually puts a smile on people's face because of all the emotional stuff you're dealing with of listening to the station and hearing all these stories. The giggle breaks are there to sort of make people realize, you know, what's happening and hear the positive things in the kids. And, you know, it's a must when hearing all of these emotional stories throughout the day.
And I hope you're listening to the podcast, and you can tell your friends about a podcast, because this is going to be, things are kind of a roller coaster deal. But being in the business as long as I have, I'm cynical about charities, about charity work. Where does your money go? St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, we don't go into this blindly. It's one of the top-rated charities in the world. We do know where every penny goes. We've toured the hospital, and this is something we can get behind 110%.
Oh, absolutely. And like you said, I feel the same way about, I'm sort of cynical on things, and realizing, you know, a lot of the things that we do here locally and the St. Jude thing, which is beyond local, is one of the few that we feel confident in of knowing what happens with all of the hard-earned money that people are donating. Because we realize everyone who's listening and calls in and gives their own money, what they had to do to earn that money to be able to give that to another family.
That is really a tough decision for anybody to make, and we do believe 100% on this charity. Now, every year it changes, but you're looking at maybe 83 cents out of every dollar going directly to research and care. No overhead. This is an excellent charity. That's why we put so much time into it.
Oh, absolutely. So, you know, listen to the station throughout the week. As Tom said, you know, there's auctions. The big thing is, though, the radiothon will be Thursday and Friday.
Thursday and Friday, yes.
So the number will be announced of what to call in. You know, so tune in to 99.9 WFRE. You'll be able to hear all of that. And we hope that you're able to provide a little bit during this time to St. Jude to help those kids.
That's a great 2 days. And one thing I found out about going to the seminars, Jay, is a lot of radio stations, they won't allow a radiothon of any type because they're worried about their advertisers. And here in Frederick County, when we have a charity event, advertisers line up to be a part of this. This really is, and I don't mean to sound corny, it really is one of the greatest places in the world to live.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's, you know, it's funny because when we started doing stuff with the station, and, you know, we do our normal ads here, and then we wanted to allocate a specific amount of money where we weren't concerned about getting a return. We wanted to pick some charitable things that we could stand behind and believe in and donate our time and money and support towards those things. Again, not in the scheme of trying to get business, but trying to give back to those that need help. And we've been surprised. I mean, a lot of people have reached out to us and said, you know, we hear your stuff, but what really made us call was we didn't realize, you know, we see how much you do towards charity. And I said, yeah, we had no interest in doing the stuff for charity as an advertisement portion. It was more of trying to give back. We knew we could donate a certain amount of money, have it go towards a good cause. And at least the people of Frederick County have been absolutely amazing in Washington County and all the other areas that listen about what they do. And listen, I was shocked that it stood out to them, our support of that. I would have never expected that. To me, that was sort of a charitable donation sort of portion of our pie that we were doing. I didn't look at it from, you know, a return on investment, to be very honest with you.
I understand, but it does come back to you, Jay. I believe in karma at the Patty Pilatus Fund in the middle of the summer. You guys are right there with Debbie Williams and company. Christmas Cash for Kids on our sister station, Free Talk 930 WFMD, another charity, both of those charities that I'm very close with. You guys are all over it.
Yeah, and it's so funny because maybe that could be why, you know, as we've known each other and get to know each other more and more over the years, you know, our cynical natures, it's sort of funny that we're drawn towards the exact same the exact same charities because, yeah, at least two of those are local and we know and see exactly what happens with those. Christmas Cash for Kids, that's all in 100%. Patty Pilatus, I mean, we're great friends with Debbie Williams and, you know, we know what all goes into that and that everything gets to the right people for the right cause. And, you know, St. Jude, this is just another one that we don't have total control over, but we understand and see what it can do for those in need. And you know, you don't worry about us 50% of it going to pay some people's salaries or, you know, which there's a lot of charities out there where you really, when you drill into it, it's sort of scary to see how much fluff there is in there and how much, you know, money people are taking to earn.
Sure, how much overheads, absolutely. And you also help us out because it goes right to Frederick County Food Bank around the holidays. We stuff a bus with Wise Market.
Yeah, no, that's been a great experience as well.
Thanks for all your sponsorship, for everything you do here at WFRE throughout the calendar year. Thanks for you and your people to helping us out at the Radiothon this week. So you can call in, become a partner in Hope Thursday and Friday, and maybe talk to a member of the Day Home team. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to our weekly real estate podcast. We are giving back to the community this week a little bit. It means a lot to us. Tell your friends all about it. Tell them to tune in to our 2018 Radiothon to benefit St. Jude Children's Research Hospital.